Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. Welcome back to the Eric Zane podcast. Today is a try to make Jeremy K. feel better day, because he just found out that when he was dating some chick, like for 9 months, like she was getting totally boned by another guy. So every time he'd like go muff diving, he essentially was sucking a guy's cock. So Jeremy says to me, "Hey man, I'm crying. I'm having a bad day. You got to make me feel better." Yeah, I'll make you feel better. You'll be fine. Fuck that shit. What a crazy bitch. A bullet dodged. You know? You don't need that type of shit in your life. Let's see. Jeremy says, because we were talking about him being less of a fat fuck, he said, "I downloaded the intermittent fasting app that Kenny told me about, and I'm going to pick up a prescription for Chantix after work. Life is going upwards." Oh, yeah. Oh, I believe it. Chantix, that's like a stop smoking medicine. Is that right? Isn't that what that is? I don't know why you'd want to do that, though. Smoking's the best. I wish I could light one up right now. Can Jeremy elaborate how they got away with it for 9 months? That is the question being asked of Jeremy. That's unfortunate. I didn't want to ask too much, but since you did, I'm definitely interested. But I'm more interested in how it became known. You know, Kenny says my chat isn't working. Looks like it's working to me. What the fuck are you talking about? I guess in the last couple of shows, there's been some hard work by audience members in clipping various fun moments on the show. Like this one here. It says EZ's Joe Martinez impression.
Ay, ay, ay. Oh, Dios mío, señor. The Michigan football team lost. Ay, 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 ay.
Then there's Easy connecting with his Hispanic audience.
Ay, ay, ay. Oh, Dios mío, señor. The Michigan football
Wait, that's the
team
same thing.
Lost. Ay, 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 ay.
Then there's this one. It says, surprise phone call from EZ to Justin. I haven't gone back and listened to this yet. Justin.
This is Justin. How can I help you?
Oh, you can help me, all right. This is Eric Zane. How are you, Justin?
Oh.
Oops. Sorry.
Holy crap. Eric Zane. Let's see. Like, Eric Zane, radio Eric Zane?
Well, no, Eric Zane, the roofer. Who do you think?
Well, I'm in the roofing business now, so I don't hear from radio people ever, so...
Yeah, I want you to hear from me because I want to know why you reached out to my boss at the radio station.
Oh, it's because you're a piece of shit. You know why I did. Read the email.
That's a horrible thing to do. I can't believe you did that.
Yes, you can.
No, I can't. I mean, all I did was ask you one question, and
Hey, Eric, look how you had to get a hold of me. I mean, you know what I mean? This is just the person you are, and I'm not interested in having that person in my life, and neither is anyone else that I know of. So enjoy yourself, man. Have a great day.
Justin's a handful. Linda says, I love the nervous laugh. I mean, yeah, she says, yeah, I love the nervous laugh. Speaking of radio voice, Linda, she makes the comment that, Dios mío, Joe Martinez has been quiet. I don't know if he actually worked up the energy to join us here because he probably knew there might be some shit talking about Michigan, his football team. So the best thing to do is call him. Which, by the way, Justin called. I don't understand how he thinks this works because I called Justin, as you heard, here. And then he immediately got done with that. And he emailed my radio boss again. And we talked about, you know, I don't know why does he think that, I don't know if he understands the chain of command here are two entirely different entities. But I think that, and I do have an update for you about all of that dynamic on the, Patreon bonus podcast. I'll get to that a little later on today. As Chris D is in here, Chris D, I think, can be looked at as an Eric Zane Show podcast peace broker. Chris D's close pal is, Jason Terry. Well, I mean, my close pal too. And though, you know, it for a while there was nothing between us. And he was all offended because I took a run at that fat bitch Kate Creer because she's a fucking scumbag, right wing, anti-LGBTQ+, anti-Semitic piece of shit. And by the way, her husband is the one of the councilmen for Stafford Township, New Jersey, Paul Creer. I wonder if the constituents are aware of what she says on that show. And now, not everything that I said comes out of her mouth. It comes out of her sidekick's mouth. But she's like sits there and giggles along with it. So I knew that Kate was fucked up for a long time. So when I took my run at her, I was really taken. I was like, well, Jason's like mad at me because I took a run at her. Well, then he figured out that she's crazy. And then recently, and then Chris has been an unbelievably amazing audience member / friend for quite some time. And I guess he kind of got a little bit into Jason's ear and said, hey, man, what the fuck? So Jason reached out to me. We talked about this. And we had a nice conversation, and that's it. That's what dudes do. Dudes just flush this shit. Guys are so much better at repairing relationships. Chris says, are you guys Gucci now? Yeah, we're Gucci. I'm a couple shows behind. I was in New York last week for a coaching course. Yeah, I actually named the podcast on Friday, Welcome Back, Jason T. That's the name of the podcast. He said, that's sweet, touching tips. Well, yeah, we are. And he said, hey, Eric, I'm sorry for this, this, and this. I said, okay, I said, I accept that. I'm sorry, I dragged you. And that's it. That's why guys, you know, that's how we roll. Radio Voice Linda says, unless your name is Stalker Rito or Peanut Nick. Not true. Not true. I've said that before. If they came to me and apologized for all of their craziness, I would forgive and forget by all means. Nick tried that deal when he reached out to me about a year and a half ago. And out of the blue, the comment was, Eric, this is Nick. I'm letting you know that I have forgiven you. And then he left it there. And I responded with, I wasn't seeking any forgiveness. So let me reiterate, fuck off. Okay. All right. What the fuck was I going to do? I was going to do something. I was going to do something funny, which is rare. I guess I forgot now. I do that. I'll get something in my head. I'm going to talk about this, and then I write it down. I got a bunch of notes. But yeah, I have an update. This isn't so much update on Justin, but you know, me calling Justin is having some, there are some repercussions that are taking place. So I kind of want to discuss that. But I guess getting back to the Jason Terry thing, it's just all gone. It's all flushed. And I appreciated him reaching out and he wrote in that email that he had no idea Kate was, you know, Kate. I mean, come on. Look, we all knew that when those guys were polluting the chat and dropping all the racist nonsense and the hate-filled MAGA bullshit, we all knew, but, you know, I mean, I, for one, I was kind of like, boy, I don't want to offend too much. I mean, these people butter my bread. I'm going to have to try to split hairs, and then that only lasted so long. Oh, I know what I wanted to do. Dios mio. I wanted to call Joe Martinez, see what he's up to. After he went to the Michigan game, you know, and he's not here today, so everybody's wondering where he is. So we should probably watch your ears. I'm opening up the phone lines here. We should probably get him on. Tell him that everybody's looking for him. Everybody in the chat's wanting to hear from him.
Hello?
Hey, Joe, it's EZ.
Hold on a second.
What the?
Oh, shit.
What are you doing?
What's up?
What are you doing?
I'm driving.
Oh.
Freaking driving. What do you think I'm doing, man?
How would I know you're driving?
Huh?
It sounds like you're eating a snack, too.
No, I'm not eating nothing. I was trying to figure out where this house was at over here in Holland.
Are you sure you don't have a sandwich in your mouth or a fucking quesadilla or something?
Man, I ain't got nothing in my mouth. You just don't hear right. Oh. Bean chip and deco weight. Illegal, man.
So
what do you want?
Well, everybody is. There's a few people in the chat that are wondering where you are because you're not here on the show after a big football weekend.
I was starting to, but then I got all the damn commercials, and the phone's been ringing, and Mondays are like one of the worst days of anything, you know.
Oh, okay.
Mondays and Fridays, because
I won't keep you. But everybody was talking about the big Spartan victory and the big Lions victory and the Michigan loss. So what happened to Michigan?
Wait a minute. I told you, didn't I tell you that they would probably lose to Texas? I told you that like 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago. I said I was worried about Texas, Oregon, and USC. Ohio State, I don't know about Ohio State because of the fact that they got a soft schedule, so they don't. I don't know.
Michigan buy any players in the off season? They're the national champions. They should have bought some players like Ohio State.
Yeah, but the problem with that too, you got to understand. Look at Colorado. They bought a bunch of players and they got their asses beat.
Now, you had said in the past that Michigan bows to no one, but I think they have to bow to Texas now, right?
No, we still don't bow to nobody. You know. Hey, and I knew the other thing that I didn't know was that I didn't know that Sherrone Moore didn't have a contract.
I think he signed it after the game.
No. He still doesn't have a contract.
No.
No, so I don't know what the hell. I don't know what the hell's going on over there now. I thought he had signed, but he never signed a contract.
Who does? Do you think Michigan will be able to beat Rutgers this year?
They're gonna beat Rutgers. They're gonna beat that little pussies down there by that green or whatever, that puke green. They're gonna beat them. They're gonna beat Arkansas State. They'll probably lose. I'm not sure about USC and Oregon. I mean, they're still kind of up in the air.
Ohio State,
I don't know. Ohio State, I don't know, because Ohio State's got such a soft schedule. I mean, they don't play anybody. You know what I'm saying? At least worthy of talking about. You know, just like that little, you know, that little. Who did that green and bullshit puke green play? What was the name of that team? Maryland. That's right. Oh yeah, they're only ranked in the top, but below 100, aren't they? Isn't Maryland like 110?
What would you do if Michigan didn't win any more games this year?
No, they're gonna win. Trust me, they're gonna win.
All right. Well, it's just
that they're not gonna have the caliber of team, you know, like USC and Ohio State or Texas and what do you call it?
Oregon.
Oregon. You know, I was at the fucking game and that damn coach, he pissed me off because it's kind of like, you know, we're sitting there and he brings in orgy, right? So I mean, everybody wants to have an orgy. You know what I'm saying? And it's like all of a sudden, you know, Texas is like, oh shit, orgy's in there. We got to call a timeout. So they call a timeout. What does a dumb fuck do? You remind me of Dan Campbell, runs with the same bullshit and brings orgy back in and tries to run it up the middle. I mean, come on, man. Really? Are you freaking serious? I mean, any freaking high school head coach would have known to switch it up or something, you know? But I mean, I don't know. They shot themselves in the foot too many times. It's a caliber team like Texas. You can't, you know, you can't catch a ball and then, you know, try to change it in the hands while you're running and turning and then you drop it and fumble the fucking thing right there in front of, you know what I'm saying?
Now, he was dropping it like a Mexican crossing the border with a fake visa.
Yeah, you know, a bunch of dumb fuckers, man. I mean, you know, like, and then, you know, that dumb shit throws a damn interception when he's got two guys right around Loveland. It's kind of like, you know, like they just shot themselves in the foot. I mean,
Who do they play next?
Arkansas State.
Okay, so Saturday is they host Arkansas State.
Yep. So they should be able to win that one. And then they play USC, which they'll probably, you know, if their offense can get going, they might be able to beat them.
If they lose to Arkansas State, it will be the worst day. It'll be like App State all over again.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, them little pussy-ass puke green. Every time I go by that damn exit there, you know, start puking my guts out, you know. Because you got to go right by it, you know, and it's just kind of like, Who would want to come to that shitty ass school? You know,
I don't know. They're pretty good. That quarterback, Aiden Childs, is very good. And
you got 2 games and you played nobody.
Well, I don't know. I mean that Maryland is a top 40 team.
No, they're not. They're like 110. And then who'd they play last week? Liberty, University of Liberty, that's like 240 out of 240 colleges.
Well, look, you know? I think it's going to be a close game for both schools.
No, I don't think so.
All right.
You know, and then we get that little pissy-ass girls this year at our house, so we're going to spank the shit out of them.
I can't wait for it. You better hope you win.
Hey, we're going to show them who their daddy is again.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
I do. Hey, don't forget, $145, they can call you and get a free tune-up / diagnostics if they haven't done it in the last 2 years.
Yep. And
all right.
if you're one of them puke green people, then I'm going to charge you double.
Okay, good enough.
You know?
All right, fuck off.
Lions, and then them fucked up Lions, one game. Oh, boy. You know, everybody's fucking having a cow because they won one game. I mean, come on, man.
You got to win. Hey, it's a win. That's a tough win. L.A. is good.
Yeah, they're good, but still didn't matter. I mean, come on. It's only one.
Of course it matters. Okay. You got to win them. You got to win. All they did was win. All I know is this. Michigan State won. The Lions won. Michigan lost. So.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. You're the bandwagon now, aren't you?
You're goddamn right I'm a bandwagoner. You know? I know where there's good teams.
Good teams.
All right. Eat shit. Fuck off.
Nah, fucking pinche pendejo, cabrón, stupido, mendigo.
See you, bye.
Cabrón, barrera chingada. Porque no vales por nada.
Okay, bye. See ya.
All right.
Joe Martinez, completely beside himself, delusional. I would say that was completely delusional on his part. He started out by lying to me as to why he's not actually in the chat, making up some fairy tale about why he wasn't there. The fact of the matter is he's not here. He wasn't here because he didn't want to have his nose rubbed in shit. And that's it, you know? He's as dull as a goddamn undercooked corn tortilla when it comes to his football takes. I'm going with Arkansas. I'm going to take Arkansas State, and I want no points. No points. Michigan's probably favored by quite a bit, but I don't even want any points. I think Arkansas is going to win the game outright. They will upset Michigan. You heard it here first. Bill Simonson has already jumped ship. Everybody's letting this coach Sharon Moore have it because he's a black guy. So that's all it took. Piece of shit, Michigan fan, to hate on Sharon Moore was one game. And now they hate him because he's black, in my opinion. Darla is here. She's just woke up from a nappy poo. She might be going back to bed. Oh, she is. Right next to Brucey boy there. How adorable is that? Joe Martinez has now checked in. He writes, bullshit! All right. This past weekend was extremely eventful. Saturday, I wandered over to Wayland, Michigan for the big balloon fest. It is a fundraiser for suicide awareness organization called, is it 412 or 421? Let me double check here. 412 Cares. I'm not sure what that means. There is a story behind it, but I haven't taken the time to figure it out. This friends of the band Waylon, Anthony and Nissa. That's what she goes by. Nissa or Nissa? I think it's Nissa. Anyway, they're a couple. They have a loved one who unfortunately lost his or her life to suicide. And then, you know, this prompted this fundraiser for it. So what they do is they've got this event, and like every hot air balloon enthusiast that's in Michigan is at this event. And it's at the airport in Wayland. And you go there, and there's a stage set up, and on day one, Friday, you had Jake Kershaw, who's just awesome. Great guitar player, great singer, great blues man, blues guitarist. One of these young prodigy guys who started playing blues at like age 4. And then followed up by Gunner and the Grizzly Boys. Excuse me. Saturday, it's Waylon on stage. Just before that, a great group called Carrie Lynch Band. I like them. They were fun. Carrie Lynch Band. And then Waylon. And that was great. Went there with Pooh Bear. It was a cold-ass night. Like 40 degrees cold. That's really rare for early September to be that cold. Like knocking on the door of temperature suitable for snow. We got our little bag chairs. I'm all bundled up. I've got a hoodie on with my Carhartt over it. I got two hoods on and a hat on. You can barely see me. I'm not used to the cold at all. When you've been used to 80 and 90 and it suddenly drops down to 40, it feels like it's 50 below. Set up my chair next to this couple. I get an idea that the guy next to me is realizing who I am, like he sees my face or something like that, because he immediately, as soon as he looks at me, looks the other way at the girlfriend. Like, uh-oh, he might have recognized me. Okay, well, I'm trying to keep it low-key here. So I wander over, and I'm going to introduce Waylon. And I'm talking to Phil and talking to Mitch. Haven't seen those guys in a while. And so I've done this a million times, intro the band. So I go up there, and I take off the Carhartt. I got my Lions hoodie. It's that white one, that one that pops. And I'm like, oh, my God, thank you so much for being here. What a great event. Oh, yeah, but, you know, what a great charity. Oh, this is fantastic. You know, the usual bullshit. All right, here they are, Waylon. Everybody, yeah, all right, okay, great. So then I wander off stage. I put my jacket back on, bundle up again, and I sit down. And I am sitting there, and this was so strange to me. Now, Mitch always says something very nice from the stage about me, but this time in particular, he really, really laid it on thick. And after a couple songs, they start vamping the intro of another song. And then Mitch says, you know, ladies and gentlemen, 97.9 GRD was the first radio station that played us. And it was because of them that kind of got us really started and opened up many doors for us. And I'm like, oh, well, that's a nice thing to say. And then he goes, but. And I go, uh-oh. And he goes, only one man from that radio station, as time has passed and twists and turns in the road and people coming and going. And he's referencing, you know, firings and whatnot and radio station changes and band member changes and all that shit. He goes, one man and his lovely better half has constantly never eased up on helping us whenever we need him, whenever we need him for a phone call just to say hi or need his support while we're on the road or want to talk to him on his show or joins us here. He comes from many, many miles every time. And he's like, it's that type of talking, okay? He's going on and on. And I'm like, oh, fuck. And I'm like, well, thank God I'm like in this incognito fucking mode. But as he's talking, all of these fucking faces turn around and they're looking at me. And I'm like, oh, no, fucking shit. My nose is impossible to hide. shit. And all these people are like, yeah, there he is. And then they start going, Eric Zane. And I'm like, oh, no. God damn it. Make it stop. Oh, shit. Fuck. Actually, I'm kidding. I loved it. I loved every second of it. It was fucking fantastic. It was so wonderful. That is the shit that fuels me. Aram says, and then he said, free beer. Oh, God. No. Greg doesn't even fucking know those people. He never liked it. Greg never liked it when we had him on. Okay? Ever. Hey, can we get Waylon in? They're fun. Yeah. What do you mean? These are our guys. Come on. Pain in the ass. Fucking idiot. I would have gone Friday to see Gunnar and Jake Kershaw, but I had to work. Hey, it's Eric Zane here to tell you about my new favorite marketing partner, Mint Mobile. For the longest time, we've been paying way too much for our cell phone service, our plans, whatever it is, mobile device, whatever you want to call it. Every so often, they like put the screws to you just a little bit at a time. You don't even notice. Next thing you know, you check out the bill. You're like, wait a minute. This is not what I decided to pay for. What has happened? Okay, forget all of that. You can skip it all right now. Everything is about to change for you. Mint Mobile is the key. With Mint Mobile, you'll never, never have to worry about gotchas ever again. That's what I'm talking about, where they slowly raise your prices that you pay. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, they mean it. Say goodbye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All the plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You're like, EZ, tell me more. This is all you do. I did this. All my family has done this. And you should too. To get the new customer offer and your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. That's good anywhere. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill from whatever ridiculous amount that you're paying each month to $15 a month. mintmobile.com/Zane. Pay attention to this legalese. $45 upfront payment. That is equivalent to the $15 a month for 3 months. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower, 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Don't even worry about that. I use that and it's no big deal. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of 5-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Now, I went to Bosco's. I'm going to spare you all the gory details. But for the very first time, I put my foot down. Doug was ranting and raving again. And I finally said, dude, you have got to relax. Enough. And he looked at me like, what the fuck? And he didn't, like, say anything. It was ugly. There's no polite way to say it. It was just horrible. I finally had to say to him, then afterwards things calmed down. I go, dude, permission to speak freely. He goes, yep. I go, dude, it's too much. You can't react that way. It's too much. Too much. Oh, no, I was just raising my voice because it was loud in here. I go, that's not true. That is not true at all. I go, you made me feel bad. You were making me very anxious. So I had that conversation with him. And he took it fine. But we had to have that conversation. I was like, buddy, I can't do this. We can't have this type of dynamic back and forth. I don't know what's going to happen here, but we can't do this. So I'm deliberately keeping some of this stuff out because there's no point. All you need to know is that it got a little wonky, a little sideways. For the first time ever. Normally, I'm just like, I shrug it off. But it was so too much. It was just too much. Kenny says he's drawing up paperwork to terminate your employment now. And then afterwards, he goes, oh, man, you know, you made me feel bad. And I go, what? I made you feel bad?
Yeah, you made me feel like a jerk.
I go, well, I actually said, I go, well, too bad. Forget about it. It's over. I told you what I needed to tell you, and that's it. Don't dwell on it now. I didn't stutter when I said it, though. I go, don't dwell on it now. Who gives a shit? It's over. I don't care. You shouldn't care.
Oh, you made me feel bad.
I go, well, and I actually said, I go, yeah, you're a big, strong guy, tough. Deal with it. And that was the end of it. That's the way it's got to be. You know? Sunday. Pooh Bear and I drove across Michigan to see my dad and Joanne. We had with us a chicken. It was butchered. So, by the way, you used to be able to get two whole unbutchered chickens at Costco for like $6.80. Now it's $14. What the fuck? Thanks, Trump. Get one. And these Costco chickens are made with full steroids, by the way. And I love that. You know, when people say, yeah, man, you got to eat chickens with no hormones in it. Yeah, and it's the size of, like, my pin dick. No. Fuck that shit. I want full roids. Nowadays, you can get a chicken the size of a small turkey. And that's what I want. So I get that thing, and I slice it in half, like right through the breastbone. So it's just, it's two halves. One half has breast, tender, wing, leg, thigh. The other half, same thing. What you do? Put each half in Ziploc. You pour olive oil in it and then sprinkle in a ton of that Famous Dave's. The olive oil blends with Famous Dave's and it's got like a porridge on it. Like a wet, oily Famous Dave marinade. Throw it in the fridge. Wake up the next day, you drive to your dad's house. When I put it on the grill, the olive oil and the Famous Dave's has become like jello. And it's like sitting on top of the chicken skin. You put the inside side down on the grill, direct heat, and let it get crispy. Flippy, same thing to the other side. Then you turn one burner off or move the coals. Indirect heat, 45 to an hour. It's the juiciest, most sensational chicken that you're ever going to have. The only way you can fuck this up is if when you're putting the barbecue sauce on it, you buy open pit. If you are at a barbecue and they bust out open pit, leave. There is only one barbecue sauce that matters. And it's Sweet Baby Ray's. If it's not Sweet Baby Ray's, I don't want you to even be my friend. Okay? It's horrible. Open pit is the worst. You then put on that Sweet Baby Ray's in 5 more minutes and let it become like caramelized on it. And then, okay. Sweet Baby Ray's is so good. I could put it in a fucking Stanley cup on ice and it would be delicious. Brought all that food over, and then it was Easy, Pooh Bear, Dad, and Joanne. We had a great time. It has become very, very apparent that this must be a regular thing. I had several discussions with Dad when I was with him, talking about people from his past, and he has no memory of them. Many, many people, very, very close to my father. No clue. I was showing him pictures of various family members that I was just referencing. And he goes, I have never seen this person before. I go, do you remember my mother? He goes, what's her name? I go, her name is Bernie. Her name was Bernie. She's since passed. He goes, no. I go, you remember me, right? He goes, yes. I go, okay. Remember, and what is my wife's name? And he says, Diana. I said, correct. So when we're driving away from there, Pooh Bear's like, well, we got to make this a regular thing. We got to stay fresh in his brain. I go, you're right. You're absolutely right. This is the only way this is going to work. I was talking with Joanne a little bit post-mortem about Dear Meathead. And we're on the same page. She goes, I don't think your dad would so much be embarrassed by what had happened. He just wasn't giving any answers that he couldn't come up with any answers for you. And I was just feeding, and I go, you're right. Yeah, and audience members did pick up on that. And so I couldn't feel better about that decision. I'm glad it is the way it is. But we had a good time, and I actually said to my dad, I go, he goes, how come I can't remember this stuff? No, actually, I go, well, you know, you've got a couple things that are slowing you down medically. And he goes, oh, I got a lot more than that, Eric. I go, yes, you're right. So your memory is fading. So you're probably going to meet people who come to see you who do know you, but you don't know them. So there's going to have to be reintroductions and stuff like that. And just, you know, try not to be frightened. Try not to feel bad. But so he does have a kind of a handle on it. in the moment. Now, he won't, if I brought up that conversation later on, he won't remember it. Case in point, when we were, I hate to be a downer, but I like getting this stuff out, you know, plus it's therapy for me too. I reached out to my cousin in California and I said, hey, I'm with my dad, because they don't have Apple product phones, so they can't FaceTime. I go, hey, I'm with my dad. And she is with her mother, which is my dad's sister. I go, let's do FaceTime now. Okay, great. So it's my cousin and my aunt talking to my dad and I on FaceTime. So my dad's talking to his sister. We're all having a conversation. She's like, I love you, Eric. I love you so much. I go, okay, Aunt Garcia, we're going to come see you. She goes, okay, you come see me. And, you know, I meet my my cousin's daughter, which I guess, would that be my cousin first removed? Or I don't know how that works. But anyway, my daughter's child. Kenny says you can still do video calls between iPhone and Android. A lot of people don't know that, though. You can? Hold on a second. I got to see this for myself. Because a little camera icon should pop up, right? Yeah, on Joanne's phone, it doesn't show a camera icon. So I don't know what's up with that. Maybe she needs to add it to her service or something. So anyway, that conversation ends. And no shit. Like maybe 5 minutes pass and... he has no memory of the conversation. Well, yeah, you just talked to your sister. And he goes, I did? Yeah, that video call that when we were holding the phone up to you and you saw the faces, Janet and your sister. And he goes, I have no memory of that. I do not. So that's how stark this is, you know? Funny moment. Pooh Bear busted out the Snapchat filter, which makes her face look like that of a gremlin or something. You never do that. You put the Snapchat filter on, all of a sudden your face is all fucked up. She's getting a good laugh out of that, and she holds a phone up, and it's making that face, and she shows it to Ruben, like she takes a screenshot of it. And my dad looks at it, and he goes, that is not a family member. And boy, we got a big laugh out of that. Just to hear him describe that is that is not the family member. I do not like it. Last night, Lions game, watching the Lions game, and the phone rings. It's Madison. Now, I'm laying in bed and next to Pooh Bear, and I don't hear Madison and Diana pick, hello? What? That's what she says. And so, now if I'm on the phone, if it's reverse, if I picked up the phone and I went, what? And immediately Pooh Bear is like, what's going on? Who's dead? But in fact, no one's dead. I would immediately say, hang on. Everything's fine. I'll talk to you. Don't worry. Everybody's okay. I'm going to get to the bottom of this. I would say anything just to calm her down. Or I'd fill me in and say something bad has happened. You know what I wouldn't do? If I pick up the phone and Madison says something and I go, what? And then if Pooh Bear says, what? What is it? I wouldn't go, shut up! Because that's what happened to me! Everything was fine. But who the fuck isn't aware of what just happened? You know, laying in bed, phone call, 10:30, 11 at night. That's already got me on a high alert. She picks it up. Hello? What? I guess some drunk man or some crazy man walked up the porch to Madison's house and was banging on the door, let me in, let me in. So this rapist is banging on the door. Madison and her roommates armed themselves and they're going to kill him when he comes in, and they call the cops. The cops were literally on the next street patrolling. They swing around. 45 seconds later, they're there. Lights on. Drive up on the lawn. Freeze! Guns out. Freeze! Hands up! This is all going on in the front lawn of my daughter's house. And so this takes a while for Madison to explain all of this, that everything is fine and everything was fine. Drunk guy, wrong house. Essentially, that's what's going on here. Drunk guy, wrong house. But I go, finally, after about a minute or two of waiting patiently, I go, I'm sorry. Is everyone okay? And I did that. And again, you know what I got? You know what I got this time? Shh, shut up. Shh, shh. So frustrating. I don't feel like that's asking for too much. I felt horrible. Kenny says, if you did that to her, she would be super pissed, I bet. Absolutely, without a doubt. Gets off the phone. I go, what is happening? Oh, well, and she explains, now I'm caught up. I go, okay, time out. In the future, and I said it just like this, I go, you have to understand that for the past couple minutes, I've been very, very anxious, wondering what's happening with my daughter. And your inability to recognize all of the dynamic is unbelievable, frankly. Even though I'm asking you if everyone's okay, you have to acknowledge that at some point. The next time this happens, will you please just put me at ease that everything's fine? And not yell at me and not make a big deal about it. Because I'm just worried. Now, to her credit, for the first time in a long time, this is what I did not get. I did not get, yeah, whatever. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Because 9 times out of 10, that's what I get. Uh-huh. Yeah, okay. Whatever. Bye. Bye-bye. I'm telling you, it's that Irish thing. This is why Irish people are all poor. Because they're fucking assholes. That's why. God damn it. Let me just explain something to you. If you fall in love with a woman, let's say it's Mrs. Fucking McGregor. Or Ward, or whatever Irish name you can think of. And as a redhead, just fucking be careful. Just be careful. Aram says, put it on speaker. Absolutely. Kenny says, mystery solved. I'm Irish, Eric. Yeah, but you're not a chick. You don't have red hair. Well, if you do, it's gone. So I don't know. Oh my God. So if you ever like ask Mrs. McSorley to make Ms. McSorley to marry you, just a word to the wise. This fucking hothead. Ugh. Bob says, my ex-wife was the combination of the three worst tempers, Irish, German, and Italian. Yeah, that's bad, too. That's serial killer shit. God damn. Jeremy writes, hey, Kenny, I hear you're single and cuddly. Guess what? I'm also single and cuddly. Yeah, you guys would make great lovers. If there's any degree of gayness to either of you, you should explore one another's assholes together. The Wired Christians writes, easy, you have to understand, when a woman dates a man, she's constantly testing you to see if you're still worthy of them. They are psychotic. Well, I don't know about any of that. I mean, Pooh Bear and I tend to get along fantastically. But, I mean, fucking A, big picture here. I'm in the bed with you. Let me know that everything's all right. Shit. Ladies and gentlemen, a series of top-notch marketing partners bring you this podcast. One of them, my good friends over at King's Room Barbershop. Now celebrating 50 years. There they are. They sent me these nice little sticker thingies. Thank you to King's Room Barbershop, online at kingsroom.net. Kenny writes, I was literally taking my first bite of my lunch, and then you spoke about exploring each other assholes. Exploring each other's assholes. Sorry, it happens. Three locations for King's Room Barbershop. They're online at kingsroom.net. And if you're looking for a new gig and you cut hair, think about King's Room Barbershop. If you are in West Michigan and want to try something new, bang on their door. While I'm at it, hello to Frank Fuss from My Policy Shop Insurance. 616. Pardon me. If you want to reach out to Frank, head over to buyinsurancehere.com. Frank is a licensed independent insurance agent / broker. He wants to make sure that you are up to speed with everything concerning Obamacare. That is the way those who do not have the luxury of their employer offering insurance, or maybe they're self-employed, or perhaps they are in business for themselves. That's how you get insurance. That's how I've been doing it here on the podcast for quite some time. Reach out to my friend Frank Fuss at buyinsurancehere.com. He'll help you every step of the way. And that's for anybody anywhere in the USA. Buyinsurancehere.com. Please mention EZ. All right, I want to read you a review from a person who doesn't have a podcast about Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid, and EV. This was posted on the Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid Facebook page. 5 stars, efficient, fair, and reasonable. Went over the quote line by line with recommendations and why they were made. It was easy to select which recommendations to go with online. Basically, once they're listed there, if you just hit the red button or the green button, stop or go. And if you're not sure, they'll read it to you and explain in more layman's terms what's up. It's already in layman's terms when you're reading it. But if you're not sure, the tech who did the work will discuss it with you. Steve communicated with me every step of the way and was able to answer all questions. They provided a free loaner vehicle while in the shop. I will bring my vehicle back and recommend anyone take their vehicle in when it needs service. Signed, initials BS. Anyway, no, that's happened time and again at Irvine's, and that's why they are the best. All right. Thank you to them. DeWired says, I need a crayon-drawn art for explaining. DeWired, what community do you live in? Will you be going to the October 25th show for Who Are These Podcasts live in Detroit? Because if you're anywhere near, you should visit. That would be a fun time. You get to hang with all the neckbeards and MAGA pieces of shit that listen to Who Are These Podcasts. That would be so much fun. I say that with love, you know? As I've said before, I love my MAGA losers. I love those losers who are going to vote for that piece of shit and they're going to lose. DeWired says, I went to Largo, Florida live show to see Lucy in person and Tukey. Very funny. All right. Just about done here. I'm wrapping the show up. If you have a recommendation for asshole of the day, by all means, please make it. I still have to mention to you to buy now and refinance later with the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. The announcement is coming any day that the Fed is beginning to drop interest rates. Our long national inflation nightmare will be over or beginning to end. It won't happen all at once. You got to throttle it down over a series of months slash years. But prices are dropping. Interest rates are dropping. So that means buy now, refinance later with the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. One of the many ways that I keep this podcast free. That's the only way I'm able to do this every day. That is having sponsors that you support. 231-332-6505. Anywhere in America, reach out to Mario to ask about a mortgage. And finally, my amazing partners over at TC Paintball. We are talking old school money. Who've been supporting the free beer and hot... I'm sorry. That's embarrassing. The Eric Zane Show podcast. They did at one point support the free beer and hot wing show, but now they support me. That's happened a few times. I'm very lucky to have that happen. Well, that was a Freudian slip, to say the least. I'd have a heart attack if Rick left me to support the free beer and hot wing show. I would be so hurt by that. Anyway, book a paintball adventure at TC Paintball today. Patrick laughs hysterically at that. Bob says, still living in the past. Let it go. David says, asshole of the day is Doug. And then Patrick says, rent free. Book an event at TC Paintball online at tcpaintballgr.com. Your asshole of the day today, yesterday, on Friday, it was Justin. Today, who is it going to be? I think we have a issue with the dry erase marker. I need a new one. This one is not working. So I'll just tell you, it is Jeremy's ex. Jeremy's ex, who was dating Jeremy for 9 months, Jeremy K in the chat here. And while she was dating Jeremy, she was getting porked by some other guy. And Jeremy just found out about that today. So where this is like, you know, how the girlfriends get together and support the girl when the breakup happens. That's what we're doing to Jeremy today. Okay. Kenny knows a thing or two about being cheated on. He's been a recipient of that. Except Kenny was married. Like twice. And I think Kenny gets his wives at bitcheswhocheat.com or some shit. That is going to do it for me today. As always, you've been outstanding, made this a very, very fun podcast. I will talk to you on the Patreon. Still waiting for DeWired Christians to sign up. patreon.com/Eric Zane. You can sign up for 7 days free. 7 days free. The fuck? So quit fucking around and sign up, DeWired. Have a good one, folks. Till next time. Bye-bye.